The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
Who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
Of Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
Hey, how you doing? How you doing? How you doing? Good to have you with us. Welcome. Welcome to Saturday. Yes, yes, yes. Please keep it going. All right, that's enough. Hey, we've got a big show for you tonight on the Biz TV television network and 300-plus radio outlets across the country. Thank you, thank you, thank you for taking us with you. We have just a jam-packed show. We're going to talk in the ladies' lounge tonight with Kristen Tate, who is the author of a great book about your government trying to rip you off in ways that you're not even aware of. It comes out on Tuesday, and Kristen is a smart, beautiful, talented, great thinker, and she's from Texas. So there's all these like upsides to why she's going to be such a good guest for us tonight. But she'll be joining us in the second hour in the ladies' lounge, and also lots and lots and lots of stuff to get to. Did you know that one state decided that there just weren't enough convicted felons voting in 2016? That there was a state that honestly, on the taxpayer dime, the governor of said state sat there and went, huh, you know what? The vote I'm really concerned about getting out this week or this year is the felon vote. We just don't have enough. I mean, you talk about the disenfranchised people of the United States, you know, the hardworking people of the felons. Those are the people that aren't voting enough. So he signed a bill, not a bill, a gubernatorial executive action. And this week, so I'm going to take your opinion on this. Should we be allowing felons to vote? 888-340-3373. That's going to be our question of the night. But let's go to the big board and see what we've got planned for you. So as I said, we've got Kristen Tate set to go. She's going to join us in hour number two. We've got Terry McAuliffe. That's the guy. And I was actually reminded he wants more crooks to vote. You know, he got indicted in the WorldCom scandal. Remember back when the Clintons and the telecommunications and the WorldCom, which I think was like MCI. Wasn't that the name of the company? And it became MCI WorldCom. Then it was WorldCom. He was indicted in that mess. So I'm wondering if he's thinking, I want to make sure I get to vote. You know, as you know. So 206,000 more felons are going to vote in Virginia. I wonder who they're going to vote for. It'll be interesting to see. Anyway, back to the big board. You got this thing over here. If you're watching on television, this is the new bathroom symbol. You're going to have to get used to seeing. It's man, woman, and whatever that thing is. I have no idea. Or man, woman, and whatever that. But you're going to get the idea. You're going to see funny, weird signs outside bathrooms now because the bathroom bills that are making their rounds in the states like North Carolina and Mississippi. Both Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton have decided that what they want is for grown men to pee next to your daughter. So that's what we're going to be stuck with. And if you shake your head, Owen, that just makes you a transphobe or something. Something along those lines. I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to, you know, be the politically correct person that I am. Call out my staff here. Oh, you don't want a grown man peeing next to your daughter in the bathroom. Oh, you hateful bigot, you. So anyway, and then this photo here, on the big board, if you're watching, this is Donald Trump standing in front of the 7-Eleven Memorial with the waters of the 7-Eleven Memorial painted the colors of the most popular 7-Eleven product that has ever been, produced, the Slurpee. So you have the lime Slurpee, you have the cherry Slurpee at the 7-Eleven Memorial. And we will allow another keen commentator of our day, the day in which we live,
memorialize what the 7-Eleven memorial really looks like and means. Because, you know, Donald Trump, well, sometimes he just gets these things a little goofy in his head. You know, he's and who can blame him? You know, he just wants to be leader of the free world. So the fact that he could confuse a convenience store with the darkest day in American history, that's something else completely. And maybe it's why he's resorting to unusual tactics to try to get the message out for the campaign. Have you noticed this? Evidently, he's rolling in cash since winning in New York last week. And I saw this thing on Facebook today, a little bit earlier today. I saw this thing on Facebook. Offer. Are you a hard Trump lover? I don't even want to like that. It's moving on. Are you a hard Trump lover? Would you wrap your car in an ad for $400 weekly just for supporting Donald Trump for the election of 2016 for America for president? If you have a car, a truck, or a bike, you qualify. The wrap will not damage your paint. And email blah, 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 if interested. Now, those of you watching on television, what you're seeing there is a big bus, right? And it says Trump for president. So I'm wondering if, and there it is again, if you're watching on Biz Television, just the big Trump bus making Make America Great Again. I'm thinking I would probably even apply, even though I'm not going to vote for Donald Trump, never, like there'd be a cold day and you know where before it would ever happen. So Donald Trump is, but I'm thinking, well, I might still wrap it if I could wrap it the way I want to, which would look a little more like this, if I could put that big fat hashtag and red words never right over the front of the word Trump. I wonder if I could get the $400. See, this is go back one, Nick. This is the way they want you to see it. This is the way they want it, and now this is how I would wrap it. With the that's it right there. See, I would do that for $400 a week. $400. So see here, they're rolling in cash. I didn't know, but evidently they're wanting to take people's cars and turn them into ginormous Trump billboards. So as long as I put their artwork on my car, I think that I should be allowed to get paid for that, even if I do add that little hashtag never across the front of it. I think I'm onto something there. Hey, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. 888-340-3373. So like I said, we've got a ton of stuff to get to tonight. Now, we were going to talk to people on the campaign trail, but evidently it's Saturday or something, and nobody wants to talk to us tonight. They all want the night off. So Mr. Trump's people wanted the night off, and Mr. Kasich's people wanted to come on, but we didn't want him to come on. And the Cruz people wanted the night off. So guess what? There's no representatives of the campaigns going to join us tonight. Trump can go to bed early and sleep nice and sound, knowing that I'm going to, you know, still pound him into sand here on the airwaves anyway. And Ted Cruz can do the same thing, and we'll all get along fine. But that leaves us more time to talk about some of the bigger issues, like the one I started with. This idea that a governor of a state can dictate and just change the law, just say, you know what, I don't like the way the election law works, so I'm just going to write a new thing, and I'm just going to say, here we go. We're just now going to let the felons vote. Now, I'm curious how you feel about crooks getting to vote to begin with, because there's a lot of people that, I don't know, I think that if you commit crimes in the society, particularly if you get convicted of them, particularly if they are federal crimes, I'm kind of the opinion that maybe you should lose some privileges. We do that, you know. We put you in a place where you can't get out anymore. So you lose your freedom to go and to assemble and to speak and to do all kinds of stuff because you're in a 10-by-10 cement block, and we say, depending on how bad the crime was, you get to stay there for 5 years or 10 years or 20 years, maybe for life, you know, if you were really, really bad. So this is one of those things where the governor of Virginia honestly believed he was doing something amazing. He thought he was doing something amazing. He thought he was out there letting people know that that he was marching for justice, that there was going to be some form of equity that was going to be brought to the table, because he said, well, now I've made it fair. There'll be no voter that doesn't get to vote in the days to come. And I'm sitting here going, well, wait a minute. We didn't tell them to go commit crimes. Why is it some social justice thing to let criminals begin voting again? See, I don't think that should be our, that's not on us. That's not on us. What should be on us is, did you keep the law? And if you did, then you get to keep your voting privilege. If you didn't, then maybe you shouldn't. Maybe you disagree. Should felons get to vote on any level, at any time? If so, how long in between committing the crime and when they get their voting privileges back? What do you think? I say if you commit a felony, lose it for life. I mean, it's easy to enforce that way. But maybe I'm wrong. 888-340-3373. We'll tell you the story more in depth when we continue. Governor Terry McAuliffe of Virginia, the governor.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days? That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months, as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first-ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or go online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government-issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You've woke up to the deception. You understand how big government and corporations are controlling you. Guess what? The trail goes even deeper. When you want to learn the full truth, visit toolsforfreedom.com. We take you further into uncovering the conspiracy than you've ever been before. Click toolsforfreedom.com. Use coupon code radio to get a free DVD today. Or call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. toolsforfreedom.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu, I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Little Rock, Arkansas, Saturday, May 14th, 1 p.m. Go to www.cdocinarkansas.com. That's cdocinarkansas.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 boys. Of all the boys.
It's Hot Sardines, our house band, and we are so grateful to have you with us each and every Saturday night. Yeah, thank you for being here. Telling your friends, coming on back, the phone number, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Should felons be voting? Should they be voting? That's the question that a lot of people in Virginia are now asking because of what happened there. We have a little bit of a sound on this from Virginia. This was this past week. Take a look at this.
Virginia's Democratic governor, a top Hillary Clinton ally, Mr. Terry McAuliffe, dropped a dramatic executive order on the Commonwealth of Virginia today. More than 200,000 convicted felons, including violent offenders, who served their time and have completed their probation and their parole, can now register to vote in the Commonwealth. John.
All right. So that's what happened as a result of Governor Terry McAuliffe doing what news story just described. He signed an executive order, voting rights for 206,000 felons, one of the largest sweeping actions that they've ever done in what the governor called Virginia's long, sad history. And get this, of suppressing African-American votes. Now, that's his explanation for it. That's not my words for it. That's his words for it. So it is now racist if you don't allow criminals. This is what liberals are saying. It's now racist if you don't allow criminals to vote. Does that make sense? That if you don't allow criminals, people that are put away in the pokey for doing everything from, you know, burglary to rape to murder, some of these were quite violent people that are now going to be qualified to do this, you end up now supposedly, quote, suppressing the African-American vote. Is that, if you're African-American, I'd love to know what your thoughts are on this. If you have any opinion at all about criminals and whether or not they should lose their voting rights, evidently there are only two states that allow felons, convicted felons, to vote at this time. So this is a pretty rare thing in general. But the fact that Terry McAuliffe, who's a former aide to Bill and Hillary Clinton, basically funnels in what he's saying. Is 206,000 African-American votes into the voting process. Is this part of that rigged game that we keep hearing about from Donald Trump? Is this part of the disgustingness of politics that turns people's stomach? 206,000 criminals in the state of Virginia. I mean, that's probably the equivalent vote of several municipalities within the state. In fact, I'll look it up during the next break, but I bet there are many cities within the state of Virginia that are not 206,000 people strong. So it's like he invented a whole new town of likely Democratic votes because he's a Democrat. And he's saying that by not doing this, by not signing this into effect, he would have been suppressing the African-American vote, suppressing the African-American vote. Is that honest? Is that true? Is this something that we should be? Is this the new civil rights movement? To say that if we don't let criminals vote, we are suppressing African Americans? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Let's go to line one. Ralph is in Red Bank, New Jersey. Hello, Ralph. You're up first tonight.
Yes. Good evening to you. I would like to believe that Obama made him do it, because what is exactly the difference, if you can tell me, between not allowing a criminal background check on any job application or job applicant, okay, to this one right here that, Mr. Rasputin out of Virginia is doing here. And so in that regard, I have another question that I would like to ask, since you bring up the subject of blacks, right? I have a question to ask Hillary. There are two questions thus far. Jog your memory, Kev. The first question was, where, for the most part, Obama failed, where have you succeeded?
Yeah.
And how, what's the difference between you and Obama? Now, the third question for you, Hillary. What do you think of black abortion? And it was a black conservative who bring that subject matter to my attention, by the way.
Okay.
Who joined me in some of these protests that's going on in Planned Parenthood. Thank you so much.
All right, Ralph. No, those are all very legitimate questions to ask, because with Planned Parenthood, you have abortion providers targeting black children at rates that are far higher than any other ethnic group in the country. But that's a different subject for a different night. My question to you is very simple. Is it an actual matter of voter suppression of African Americans if we say that we're going to allow criminals to now have the felons, not just criminals, but dangerous criminals, federal crime criminals, crimes that are crimes on the federal level? They're felonies. These are big, important crimes. They're not misdemeanors. They're not, oops, I, forgot to pay my speeding ticket type of fines. These are big deals. 206,000 felons. They all had to commit at least one felony to become a felon. 206,000 of them dumped onto the voter rolls here this year, in the election year that Mr. McAuliffe happens to be serving as governor of Virginia and happens to be the former aide to Hillary Clinton and now happens to be running for president, she is. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Should criminals be voting? Should felons be voting? And if we say, if those 48 states that don't allow them, that don't allow felons to vote, are we saying that those 48 states are suppressing the African-American vote? I think it's kind of racist of Terry McAuliffe to say the only way we can get blacks to be more participatory in the democratic process is to let the criminals vote. I find that actually rather patently offensive. So I don't understand the kind of response to it. He's calling black people criminals. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. I've only got a minute before our next break, so Barbara in South Carolina, we may have to carry you over, but go ahead and give me your thought. Hi, Barbara.
Good evening, Kevin. I love your show, and I listen to it every Saturday night getting Sunday dinner ready. So anyway, I'm with you. I can't agree. Now, are they saying that this should be felons that are still serving?
It's well, in their state, if they were former felons, they lost their right to vote. Only two states. Hold the thought, Barbara. We'll come back to it because I want to get your full thought on it. But it's former felons convicted of felony crimes, and he's just dumping them back on the voter rolls in a unilateral action. No voters weighed in on this. No voters. Kevin McCullough from New York coming back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first ever U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost. for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
All right, it's Calvin McCullough live from New York. Thank you for being with us. We are so glad that you're here. And we've got room on the phone lines. We've got Kristen Tate going to join us at the top of the hour to discuss her brand new book that launches on Tuesday. And we've got just incredible stuff to chat about. Barbara from South Carolina, we had to push over the break because we were just getting started. She's making Sunday dinner for tomorrow. Barbara, what's on the menu? I need to know if I should, what time I should arrive.
Okay, maybe about 1.
Okay.
That'd be good.
What are you serving? What's on the menu?
Well, actually, tomorrow we're making some fish tacos and some chicken tacos. And having some things out of one of the simple magazines. Seasoned roasted corn salad.
Oh, it's raining in my mouth already, the fish and the chicken tacos. It's like, okay. And I didn't have dinner tonight before I showed up, so this is even better. Okay, so just to be clear, because there was some people on staff that were not quite clear either. We're talking about people that were convicted of felonies that are no longer in prison. But in only 48 states do people that are convicted of felonies, they don't get their right to vote back. You're a felon. This is one of the things you lose for committing a felony. You lose the right to vote. So this is only the second state of 50 that has said we're going to allow these people as of the date when he signed it into law on Friday. Everybody up to that point that qualifies, he's going to let them vote this fall in the election. Your reaction to that?
Okay. Well, here's the reason I'm really questioning it. If they tell felons, as soon as they get out of jail, they've served their time, that's true, and they put them on the rolls, the voting rolls, and the recidivism rate is so high for felons, and they go back to jail, nobody is going to clean up those rolls. They'll have somebody vote in their place, I feel pretty sure. But I think they ought to earn it. I think that if they've gone 5 years and they've proven that they are a citizen who has the privilege of voting again, I think it should be considered. But our voter rolls are so poorly maintained, they never clean them up. And here's people that are going to be on there that are back in jail.
Well, it's an intriguing thing, and I thank you for your call, listening to us tonight there in South Carolina on 92.9 FM. Thanks, Barbara. Let's take some more calls. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Mark is listening to us on the Genesis Communications Network in Stamford, Connecticut tonight. Hello, Mark.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Your thought on this?
Let me throw a couple things at you, and you slow me down if I have to. I haven't talked on a radio show in a while, but I'm used to the back and forth. I had a family member convicted of manslaughter due to a traffic accident. Did 8 years in prison and come out. Not only did he want his voting rights back, he wanted his gun rights back. Isn't it surprising that these Democrats, liberals, that are trying to get illegal aliens and felons back on the gun, on the voting rights, getting their voting rights so they can supposedly elect more Democrats in office. When you say to them, how about giving them relief from disability? That's a lawful term or a term that the lawyers use, that if you lose your gun rights, not your voting rights, well, it may connect, I'm not sure, but forgive me, I'm not a lawyer, but your relief from disability, once you're a felon, they take your voting rights, your gun rights. Relief from disability allows you to petition the court to get your gun rights back. Now, if they want to willy-nilly just give your gun or voting rights back, how about we say we give them their gun rights back, too? Now, some people may not disagree with it, but I say, you know, my family member's manslaughter charge sounds horrific, but if you don't know the difference between manslaughter, homicide, murder, it's, you know, you have to look it up. It had nothing to do with violence. It was a vehicle accident. So he served his time, so why not give him his voting and his gun rights back?
Was his manslaughter conviction considered a felony?
Absolutely. 8 years in prison. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, so it was negligence. So there was some degree of negligence or criminality in his. Okay.
Right. But when people hear the term manslaughter or they say felon, you know, he couldn't even get his right to get a commercial driver's license. With all due respect to some of the, I think it was Republicans, I don't remember for sure, but even Democrats, these terms go back and forth. You know, they say we should keep all these licenses from these felons, but he couldn't earn a living without that license. So someone from the Department of Motor Vehicles in Connecticut saw that he served his time, and he said, well, if this guy can pack an 18-wheeler in a parking spot, you can get a Volkswagen, and he's fantastic. This is what he needs to learn to make his living. So he's making a great living now, and he's contributing to society. He doesn't have a parking ticket. But, you know, he wants his voting rights back. He doesn't have them right now, and he wants his gun rights back. He wanted to vote for George Bush back in the old, you know, point is, if all these felons said, hey, you know what, we're going to vote for Donald Trump, because let's face it, the governor of Virginia is doing this to increase the Democrat role, not the Republican.
Oh, no doubt about it.
You might have 1 or 2%.
No doubt about it. So, thank you, Mark. Good observations, good call. Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Terry McAuliffe, by saying that that if they don't do this, they're actually suppressing African-American vote, is actually padding the rolls, in my opinion, for a Hillary Clinton election in the fall. Kevin McCullough, live from New York. Stay with us.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Ask for it, now he's coming. The amazing pharmacist Ben Fuchs, live in Minneapolis, May 5th. Seating is limited and tickets are free. Call Rose at 763-291-5052. Reserve yours today. Again, pharmacist Ben Fuchs, live in Minneapolis, 763-291-5052. If you haven't heard Ben Fuchs on Alex Jones, George Norrie, Joyce Riley, and so many others, stop by thebrightside.com. Ben Fuchs, live, 763-291-5052.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days? That's right, gold owners made 17% in only 3 months, as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first-ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or go online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government-issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
CreditBiz.com.
Hey, it's Kevin McCullough. Glad you're with us live from New York. That's a live shot of the Brooklyn Bridge if you're joining us on Biz TV. And, of course, we're here every Saturday night, 9 to 11 live. And then for those of you still on Biz TV, 11 to 1, they replay the broadcast. You can get it at any time on demand at TheBingeThinker.com. That's my website. You can also join all of my social media, find my Facebook, my Twitter, send me an email. You can call me day or night. Now, I've actually got the phone number posted there. It's kind of creepy, actually. I've been meaning to disconnect that. Anyway, join me. You can also get my weekday broadcasts from Monday through Friday as well, and glad to have you with us. We've got a packed set of phones. We've got a hot topic. It is this. Terry McAuliffe, the governor of Virginia, just on his own, took executive action to say, voters of Virginia don't get a say. We're just going to put 206,000 felons back onto the voting rolls just in time for the 2016 elections. I'm curious as to your reaction to it. This is some of the thinking as to why they did that. McAuliffe's order says that it reflects the recognition of the depth of disenfranchisement in Virginia and its deep roots in Jim Crow laws passed, requiring bolder executive action for progress to be made, said the executive director of the ACLU in Virginia. Okay, if the people have paid their debt to society, and you believe that it's an issue of social justice because they've just paid their debt to society, that's one thing. But how did it suddenly become a race thing? How is Terry McAuliffe getting to demagogue this as if you don't let criminals vote, you're keeping black people down? Shouldn't that be insensitive? Shouldn't that be on some level racist to make that assumption? Yeah, we got to let criminals vote because if we don't, we're keeping black people down. We're holding them back. We're not let. Wait, who said that black people were criminals? Where'd that come from? Why are we saying that the issue should be colorblind? Either criminals should earn back their right to vote or they shouldn't, but it shouldn't have anything to do with the color of someone's skin, should it? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Samuel's calling us from Iowa tonight, 99.3 FM there in Des Moines. Hello, Samuel, welcome.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing well. What's your thought?
Well, I think, you know, I agreed with Barbara what she was saying earlier. I mean, I think criminals do deserve to have some of their rights given back, but they have to earn it. You can't, once you're done, you just can't just give them back because you can't trust them. It's a process. You have to give them some time. And I'm pretty sure I was reading somewhere that a lot of states used to have some rules like this. You know, after 5 years, maybe they would get their rights back. I think, again, it's a time, just like you have a parole board, you have to have a chance to give them, look at how they've been doing. Maybe force some community service on them. You know, show them, you know, there's
but
good
what do
in the
you
world
think,
you can do good.
But what
in the
do
world.
You think of the governor just coming in and saying, okay, everybody through today, you're in?
It's fishy. It sounds fishy. It sounds fishy. And I can tell you that it sounds real fishy, you know, because he definitely has an agenda. And the fact that he's saying, you know, it's only targeting towards African Americans, that also sounds kind of like, you know, he definitely has some motives behind it, you know, and that's definitely very clear. And that's the problem. Like, why are you making it about race? Why? There's no point to make it. You had a beautiful point. We should be colorblind about it. You should be looking at criminals, not African Americans, not whites, not Latinos. It should be about criminals.
I appreciate the call, Samuel. So, thank you. Thank you for joining us. 888-340-3373. That's my question. That's a very simple one. What difference does it make what the race is? What difference does it make, you know, either the law is right or it's not, but the demographic of people that it affects should be irrelevant. Now, as you can see on the screen, if you're watching on Biz Television, Nick pulled up the numbers of people that are incarcerated per 100,000 people in the state of Virginia, and African Americans far outpace everybody else. More than 2,400 out of every 100,000 are incarcerated. That's very high compared to the whites, Hispanics, and the American Indians slash Alaskan Natives that are in the state. It's show that graphic one more time, Nick. I think it was something like five times the rate of Hispanics. Somewhere close to there. 482 per 100,000 to 2,418 for African Americans. So that's his argument. But I still don't think you make this case on the basis of, oh, we're going to let more black people vote. How on earth does that make it any more justified or not justified? Did people say to the black people in Virginia that committed more crimes and ended up in prison, we're going to treat you differently just because you're black if you go to jail? No, we treat you a certain way because you go to jail. We put you in a place where you can't get out and do things because you do things that we can't let you do in free society anymore. But to just say, you know, on Friday, okay, everybody up to this point through today, you know, you're good to go. You're voting this fall. I don't know. That stinks. 888-340-3373. Let's go back to New York. Gino is in the Bronx listening to our flagship station, AM 970. The Answer. Hello, Gino.
I actually did background investigations during my time as a probation officer for what is known as an application for a certificate of relief from disabilities.
Okay.
If you had a conviction for a violation or a misdemeanor and a nonviolent crime, if you passed that background investigation, if you didn't do another crime whatsoever, you did get the right to vote, and you could work in a city or state or even a federal government job, which I thought was ridiculous to begin with. But Terry McAuliffe pushes it even further by saying convicted murderers can get the right to vote or can work in a Virginia government job. This is insanity. There is no doubt in my mind it was politically motivated, because the odds are the criminals that are in Virginia multiplying by 50 states, and you're going to have an army of 3 million people who are murderers, rapists, armed robbers, drug dealers, violent felons, the type of people that Obama said in his speech when he accepted the nomination for the Democrat Party for president. He wanted a civilian army that was just as strong, just as powerful, and this is that army. Virginia is a key state. Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Florida are three other states. If Republicans don't win those states, we are history. We're finished.
Yep.
We got a one-party dictatorship, and it's a plot. And where are the Republicans, my friend? Where are the gutless weasel Republicans in the state legislature of Virginia and elsewhere around the country that don't want to get voter ID laws?
You know, on that note, I got to run, but I appreciate.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first ever U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you.
from New York. It's Kevin McCullough, Radio Night Live. So glad that you're with us as we love to get together on Saturday night and hang out a little bit. The Hot Sardines are with us, of course, our in-house band. And your phone calls, 888-340-3373. We're talking tonight about Terry McAuliffe, the governor of Virginia's unilateral decision to say, okay, 206,000 felons, you're on the rolls, ready to vote now for the fall. By the way, coming up in the next hour in the ladies' lounge tonight, Kristen Tate will be with us. She made her debut with us just a couple of weeks ago, and not only is she just wicked smart, but she's got a brand new book that's launching this coming Tuesday, and it's all about what your government's doing that you're not really in the clue on, but it's called Government Gone Wild, how D.C. politicians are taking you for a ride and what you can do about it. And again, Kristen going to join us. We may touch on this. She's libertarian, so she's not necessarily as dyed in the wool on everything with me as I am probably on social issues, but she does have some opinions on all this. So she'll be joining us live tonight. And then we've also got more news topics to get to as well, so I want to make sure that you're with us. MyPillow.com makes it all possible. Mike Lindell has been supplying the guarantee of a better night's sleep for the last number of years. And for me personally, over the last 2 years, every single night I've gotten REM cycle sleep that I've slept on a MyPillow. Now, that sounds crazy, but it is the honest truth. In fact, I have recommended more of my pillows to my personal friends than I've ever recommended anything I've ever endorsed in my entire life. And the reason is because he guarantees you that within 60 days, you're going to get the best night of sleep you've ever had, or he's going to refund your money. And if you keep that pillow beyond 60 days for the next 10 years, anything goes wrong with the pillow, he's going to replace that pillow at no additional cost. Where can you find a pillow that gives you that guarantee? I have talked to so many people that have, on night one when they've tried the MyPillow, gone completely into REM cycle sleep that they haven't even recognized what REM cycle sleep is for most of their adult life, and suddenly they're getting it every night and they don't know how to react to that. It's such a good thing. So, friends, that's the main reason why you should get them. But right now there's even a more special reason, because when you buy a premium MyPillow, either a king or queen regular pillow, if you buy one tonight, he's going to give you a second of the same size at no additional cost, and then two of the go-anywhere pillows. Now, these are the travel pillows that I've actually gotten REM cycle sleep on when I'm on planes going overseas. They're incredible. You need to try them. They will change your life. MyPillow, you can only get them if you call my number. If you try to get them online tonight, you're not going to get them. But if you call my phone number, four pillows for the price of one. Here's the number, 800-506-2641. And I'm thinking Mother's Day. What kind of perfect gift could you give your mother that she needs more than good night's sleep? Mother's Day's right around the corner. Get her a MyPillow. Get her a set of MyPillows. She's going to love you forever. You're going to be her favorite kid forever. 800-506-2641. 1-800-506-2641. They're machine washable. They're made in the USA. Everybody benefits when you get a MyPillow tonight. Four pillows for the price of one. 1-800-506-2641. 800-506-2641.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
For a while.